USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin.
President Trump preps for his meeting with Russian President Putin in Helsinki, Finland. The president making that comment during a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations.
Then in Scotland, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday, the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
This was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration. And I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee. But we had much better defenses. I'd been told that by a number of people. We had much better defenses, so they couldn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
We all know that in the world of firefighting, it is a difficult job. It is a dangerous job.
Fire crews still busy battling a wildfire in California's Sierra Nevada National Forest as they mourn a fellow firefighter, his name Brandon Varney. He's killed on the job when the bulldozer he was operating rolls over. California Fire Unit Chief Nancy Korprich describes Varney as a dedicated second-generation firefighter.
This certainly is going to be devastating to his family and those of us that call him family here.
California Fire spokesperson Ann Grandy says Varney's death comes as crews fighting the fire in especially difficult terrain.
It puts a heaviness and an awareness of just how fragile everything is.
Fire crews remain on scene trying to extinguish the blaze.
We had some thunder cells in the area, which create a lot of wind, and you have canyons that accelerates wind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An amazing tale of survival out of the Pacific Northwest. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
An Oregon woman recovering after spending 7 days at the bottom of a cliff on the Northern California coast as Angela Hernandez was driving from Portland to Southern California when her SUV ran off the highway, plunging down a cliff in Big Sur. Rescue crews found her on Friday after two hikers saw the wreckage and called 911. The Monterey County Sheriff's Office says Hernandez injured her shoulder but was able to walk and talk. They say she'd used her radiator hose to siphon water from a nearby creek. Hernandez was pulled up by ropes and taken to a hospital where she's expected to recover.
A big turnout in San Diego for one of the most colorful parades of the year. Here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Hundreds of thousands of spectators lined San Diego's Normal Street to watch the city's Pride Parade. The annual event is one of the West Coast's largest Pride events, attracting participants from all over the nation. Jonathan Villegas says he brought his two-year-old daughter to celebrate diversity.
The world's a big place and we're all similar and we all need to be proud of that and celebrate that. She should learn that.
This year's theme is to persist with pride. It's a call to stick together, to hold on to progress toward acceptance and equal rights, and to keep pushing forward.
I'm 74. I've been out and gay since 14, but I had to hide it for the first 60 years of my life.
That's Lynn Maynard, who traveled from Columbus, Ohio with her partner Karen to enjoy the San Diego Pride.
You're listening to USA Radio News.